Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. What story do you have today, Karen?
Hey, Michael. This story is from Bobby Newman.
I found a website, tut.com, that was a man who would give us messages every day. And the main thing is your thoughts are things. And I still get these messages. It's been probably 6 or 7 years, and they are very personal. You know, he uses my name in each one that he sends. He had me fill out something that was about me and what my goals were and what I wanted more of in my life and what I wanted to grow into. So I got an email message every day. They're funny, and they were always perfect. So as a therapist, I have recommended them to my clients. And probably once a week, I'll get an email from a client sending me their what they got, because it's exactly what we talked about. So it's like always this synchronistic universe thing. And he signs it the universe, because these are notes from the universe. So I have, as a Jewish term, kveled over this guy. And I heard that he was going to be in West Palm Beach at Unity Church. Now, I live in Pompano Beach, so I don't go to West Palm Beach. But I knew I had to meet him. So on a Sunday morning, I left early because I wanted to get up there before anybody else did, because I wanted to meet him. So I go up to West Palm Beach, and I go into this church that I've been at before, but it's really big, and the auditorium is expansive, and I see this man at the bottom of the aisle. So he's the only one there, I'm the only one coming in. And I quickly sort of ran down the aisle, and I said, his name is Mike Dooley. I said, Mike, I just want to let you know the difference that you've made in my life and the difference that you've made in my client's life. And he said, I know you. And I said, how do you know me? He said, we were both in a Toastmasters contest in Tampa, and you came up and told me how much you love my speech. Toastmasters is a group of people, and there are clubs all over the world, with a similar interest of wanting to learn public speaking. I don't remember what Mike Dooley's speech was about, but I know that I was in tears. So I didn't remember what he looked like, and I thought, wow, that one little thing that I said just made such a difference to him that he remembered me. I was so kind of taken aback by the power that we have just by telling someone how much we love what they do. And then I got to sit down and listen to him speak about the power in the universe and the power of our positive thinking. But the main thing about this was that this guy who has made such a giant difference in my life, I made a difference in his life.
Bobby Newman with a story about the power of words.
Yes, Michael. And your words are very well chosen, because words constitute, communication constitutes our reality. As Bobby said, our thoughts become things. It's so much part of many people's current thinking. What you see on television, what you see in popular magazines, is this combination of spiritual, kind of metaphysic kind of things. She is a licensed mental health counselor, so we get the psychological in there. She used phrases or expressions from different cultures. She used the Jewish term kvel, which means to be proud or to be happy about something. So we've got the cultural, quasi-religious in there, and it's kind of all one big mix.
And this gentleman writes a note to her every day, as well as to everybody. That's a lot of work this gentleman does.
I haven't seen his books. Maybe his books reflect on this whole process. It's quite an interesting thing. You know, there are so many things like this that are happening on the internet that we know nothing about. One of the things I love about the story is that it's reciprocal. In other words, he's helped her so much, but she also, as she says, helped him by telling him how much he loved the story, and that made him feel so terrific. So often we feel that communication is a one-way street when actually it's not at all. It goes in both directions. And we are constantly, by our reactions to people, we are constantly communicating and giving new information. It becomes a cycle.
It seems like a lot of the things that happened in the story, from the daily notes that affect her so to meeting him in the past, it seems otherworldly, like this was fate. It's beyond this plane.
Well, I love that you said that, because on one level, the story is set in West Palm Beach or in Tampa or in Pompano. She mentioned a number of different places in Florida. On the other hand, you could say that the story is set in another plane. I don't know that Bobby or Mike would disagree with you. It just depends on how you listen to the story. We all get different things from stories, and this is why I always say, never say the moral of the story. There's something that I'm going to remember that's going to be very impactful to me. Something else is going to be very impactful to you. And the same person is going to find different things that are meaningful at different times in his or her life.
If our listeners would like to share their experiences, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
And our website has contact information as well as archive stories. Check out WLRN.org, click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.